Okay, we're holding Simon Shin Sanach Beis Sif Gimel Mechitza Ha'imedes Me'eleha. The Mechitza, which is there, the Hanush Lonasis L'Shem Mechitza, it was there unintentionally, not for the purpose of being a some type of barrier, but it happened to me there's a barrier there. The Loch is Ksher, that's a valid form of enclosure to create a Rishos Yochid to allow one to carry. Okay. Mechitza Shanasis Bishabis is Kesher. Furthermore, Mechitza, which was actually made on Shabbos, is going to be a valid enclosure. But we're going to make a condition over here. Honey Shanasis Bishabis Bishargik. The person did a Bishargik. So we're not going to say B'Yevet that the enclosure was not valid. That situation. I'll be amazed that a person went intentionally on Shabbos to make a Mechitza against the halacha. So then we differentiate in the following way. Midrash, it's a mechitza. So a person would want to carry from Shas Rabban to there, it's an issue of the rice. But to allow him to carry inside, we say midrabbanon, it's a kanas. We give him a kanas. How dare you make a mechitza on Shabbos? We're not going to allow you the benefits of a mechitza, and you're not allowed to carry inside. Have a mechitza lahachem or lechayev hazarik Shas Rabban. It's considered a mechitza that a person would throw from Shas Rabban into this area. It's called enclosed, and he'd be chayev. Avlola hatu l'talta b'secha, but it's not considered a mechitza to allow a person to carry inside. Now, well, further qualify this the halacha, and we say that we'll differentiate in the following way. V'hani mili shalohoya shom mechitza tchila. The mechitza was not there beforehand. A person went on Shabbos and he created a mechitza. Avohoy Sosham, there was a mechitza at the beginning of Shabbos. Vehisira v'chazimanasis, and it was taken away. Mishabur says it was taken by either unintentionally or naturally, or even intentionally. And then he went and made it again. So here we're going to be makel of Philip Amazid chazir l'tera harishon. We will allow it to go back to its original heter. Since the beginning of Shabbos, it was permitted. Even though he did a bemezid, we were going to allow him to go back to his original heter and carry inside. For example, Kegoy. Shnayim v'shlosha shekifu b'machzolois svivoy sehem b'rishus harab. There is two or three people who created barriers by putting up mats. Machzolois are woven mats around them. Rishus Rabbim. Vehilu gam b'neim b'machzolos. And they gave each. Furthermore, they gave each one his own compartments. Ve'er v'yachad, and they made an area amongst the three units. Mutar m'taltol mizel l'zeh. So you're allowed to carry from one to the other. So the mechitzas which are made on the outside, mechitzas are made on the inside, so you're allowed to carry from one to the other. Now, that was all before Shabbos. Nidalu ha-machzolos, then somebody rolled up the mats. You know, the mats are hanging on this thing. You pull up the cord, and now the mats are up in the air. So now you don't have walls anymore.
Okay.
Right? So Nesru, so that's, you're no longer allowed to carry.
Well, because it's too big.
Because there's no walls.
Because these are walls on the outside. So there's walls between them.
There's walls both. There's walls on the outside and there's walls on the inside.
So no. Which ones were rolled up? All of them? The ones on the outside as well?
The outside. Talk about the outside ones.
We're talking about the outside. We're not concerned about the ones.
The reason why it's also the ones inside, because there was another pshat in the Gemara which says it's referring to, the issue was that there was no Eruv between them. And it was three separate units. And they did not, but each one has his own unit. Then the walls in the middle were rolled up, and now it's three people sharing the same area without an area of Ruach Hatzeris. So now you have a different problem of that. That's a separate problem, and then when you let the walls down again, so back to the wall, it's three separate units. So that's potentially one scenario, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean that case because he said they made an Eruv.
Yeah.
Had he said there was no Eruv, you know, you could have theoretically juggled both possibilities. So, why Shulchan Aruch did it like that, I don't know.
What do you mean? That there has been an Eruv, you could theoretically.
If you made outside walls out of these mats, which can roll up, so roll up the mats. There's no wall there. Okay. You also have made three compartments. 1, 2, 3, and you put mats in between. So it's three separate areas. So there's no need to make an Eruv HaChatzeres. Three separate areas. Each one is allowed to carry inside of his own area.
Well, but you would need an Eruv HaChatzeres if they wanted to carry between themselves.
Correct. Now they roll the walls up in the middle.
Okay.
So if they made no Eruv...
Then what would be?
It's you have three people sharing the common area. You can't carry. Because they didn't make an Eruv. It's three separate ownerships sharing one area without an Eruv. So there is a shot in the Gemara like that. But the case was that there was no Eruv between them. So the issue of the walls going up and down was creating this problem of, well, since there's no Eruv, are you three separate areas and then you're allowed to carry? Are you one big area and you can't carry? But the Shulchan Aruch says the case was they made an Eruv. So then who cares about the middle walls? I mean, you know, the middle walls become inconsequential according
Why
to the Shulchan Aruch.
Why is that different than, let's say, when people are in a shul? It's not owned by anyone in particular. It's, I guess, everyone owns a little bit of it. You don't need an Eruv in the buildings, do you?
That's because they all own it together communally. But over here, I get this. I own this area. You own this area. You own this area.
Oh, so they actually own.
Or they got bylaws over that for this usage for this. Period
they just came in. It was like Erev Shabbos, and they were stuck somewhere, and so they built a wall around. And they said, "Well, we'll share this area. It's our little Rishus HaYachid here."
If they do that, that's fine. But if they don't make
an Eruv HaChatzeres, they just share it.
Well, as long as they're eating meals separately or together? They're eating meals together, so then...
And if they eat it at three separate tables, and they're sitting in this one big area, and then they walk around, they're like, they want space to walk around.
So then you have a problem. Really? If they don't do some act where they're sharing together, there's some mice where they're sharing together, you have a problem.
No matter what size it is.
Correct. Wow. If they would share the meals together...
Let's say, there's three families, so each one is sitting at its own table.
They should do some action of combining it together.
Wow. I didn't know that.
But the case of the Shulchan Aruch is a little bit difficult.
It's not because they had the walls originally and then the walls came down. It's even if they never had the walls, you're saying they would need an Eruv. Even if they just say, we'll walk around. We want to share it, not to eat there. We'll share it just to walk around, schmooze, you know, whatever. But we're not eating. We like to eat. We're eating three separate families. We want to eat with our own mishpacha. We don't want to...
If I recall correctly, that should be problematic.
That's the problem.
Right.
Okay. Just one more.
Unless question. They're all, I mean, unless all three groups, let's say, went to the owner. There's one owner who owns all of them. And then they rented it together, so that they joined together that way.
I'm just thinking, just play. They're in a bikkur somewhere, and it's not. It's a forest.
It's ownerless, yeah, right.
When it says have a machitz lachachme l'chayiv what in the end of the end of the
well the case of the more was he be chayiv a korban chatas
the chacham could force him to be a korban to als a knas to being a korban chatas
no it's a valid machitza midrash it's a valid machitza he made a machitza on Shabbos so on the raisa level it's a real machitza
okay. So the lechayiv is something that really is chayiv.
Correct.
Okay, so not making him be chayiv. That's okay. Got it. Thank you.
So the case of Erev just ends up being like, you know, it makes the whole middle once they're Erev Yachad, the middle walls are really inconsequential. Nigla Mechzalos, if the outer mats were rolled up. Nesu, they became also to carry. Chozer, when he's parsed, they came down again. So there were walls at the beginning of Shabbos, and we said if there's walls at the beginning of Shabbos and they were taken away, you bring them back. Even if you bring them back b'meizid, we're going to the loch is a field b'meizid. Chozer l'teren harisha. Even if they came back b'meizid, you're allowed to go back to the original heter to carry within that area. Okay. Let's see, Mishnah Berurah. Tezayin. Okay, so he said, Mechitza, which is Emetis Mehalel. The first case was a Mechitza was there naturally without any human intervention, is kosher. If I feel there's some Cholel, Me'er Shabbos. Before Shabbos, you had not intended to use that Mechitza as the Mechitza to allow you to carry. And the Shabbos said, oh, well, there's walls here. Hey, all the wall, but the walls were there from before Shabbos, even though you only woke up at Shabbos and said, I need these walls. Let's say, for argument's sake, there were walls on all four sides, natural walls. They were down in some depression. There was natural walls of stone. He builds a house in the middle. The walls of the house fall down. So, well, no problem. There's still walls around you. We had no intent to use those walls. It doesn't make a difference.
So, but did we make a big deal about this a couple days ago about having something to hook up the dira? You intentionally set up these walls for dwelling in them, and we said you have to remove part of it if it's not gonna, if you didn't.
Correct. That if it's more than Mesa Sayim, you would have that problem.
And here we haven't gotten to a measurement yet.
We're assuming that
they set it up for dira. I mean, you're saying because the walls were already there and they weren't...
Well, Machitza, which is there, came by itself. Look, it wasn't hooked up to there by definition.
This time it's a pretty large area. It's larger than your typical...
Right. V'Shabbos Ksheru. It was made on Shabbos. It's kosher. Filo l'nasis gam ken l'shem. Again, even if it wasn't made l'shem Machitza, but now there's a Machitza there. It's a kosher Machitza. That's all it was done by Shaykh. Hainu, Shalom Yodah Shayyam Shabbos. Either he forgot today was Shabbos. Or Shah Yashashigas Malach, or he thought that he made a mistake in regards to the Malach, and he thought you're allowed to make this item on Shabbos. He didn't realize that this is prohibited. Vimsiva Ruven Lashiman Lasses Machitza Kareel Taltabo. Reuven asked Shimon to do it for him. Shiyadah Shimon oisa b'shiloi v'yunichol eishatei osa k'dei sheyuchol etaltabor. Shimon was making it without Reuven actually asking, but Reuven knew Shimon was intending to make it for him. So ma'ashem miloshen haramam d'shub osa l'Reuven etaltabor avsh Shimon osa b'shkogo l'dei echonechor shkimezit. Shimon walks into Reuven and says, oh, you know, such a hard Tuesday. I can't deal with Tuesdays. Reuven says, great. Shimon, do me a favor. Can you mind putting up that wall over there? Right? So Shimon's a shogeg. Right? So Reuven says, well, the wall wasn't made by shogeg. It's more to the use on Shabbos. Yeah, but Reuven, who did it, b'mezid, or may not use it, the Rambam says. Lo lahatim tata b'sochot yutes. Shim kanas. I mean, the rice really tzavela mechitza. So when a rice a person is chayiv if he carries from Shizravim into it. So why can't you carry inside a kanas? It's a halachic fine. For usher gamachol odom atata yedizah mechitza b'shir Shabbos. Not only to that person himself, but to anybody. Nobody may use that mechitza. Okay.
But if Shimon did it, he's already doing it. What's the case where
Reuven knows it's Shabbos. Reuven knows Shimon is making a mechitza for him. Reuven's very excited for Shimon for making a mechitza for him. So Reuven's not allowed to benefit from that mechitza.
That was if Shimon was making it for Reuven.
Right.
What if Shimon was making it for himself?
Then Reuven would be allowed to use it.
Even if he could have stopped him.
Correct.
Telling him.
Chav, shlohayis hashom. This is all talking about there was a different beforehand. There was there and broke before Shabbos. The only case which is permitted it was there beginning of Shabbos, but there was there beginning of Shabbos. He's here and he removed it. So Mishabur says, "Revusa nokan." That's a chiddush. Means even if he removed it, see, the person went and not only did he build it incorrectly, he even removed it first incorrectly. Well, obviously it'll be true if it fell on its own. So, but you know, even in a case where the person removed it, if he puts it back, the halacha is he's allowed to use it, even if he makes it on Shabbos. The easy case would have been,
Simple case, the person had a regular mechitza. He removed it on Shabbos. We serve Shabbos, he removed it. Because of a sudden, he went and built it back. That's the obvious case. Why are you getting involved with two or three people? And there was a Reuven Chaseiris. Making the case much more complicated than necessary. We don't argue that right now nobody can carry. So this during this time when it's in this limbo state that nobody can carry, maybe the Eruv Chetzeris is no longer valid. But once that's true, when you put the walls back in place, it's too late. The Eruv Chetzeris is bottled. So then that is not true. The Eruv Chetzeris is not bottled. Excuse me, and it's still intact when he puts back the walls. That's the Kiddush over here. Shekifu b'machzlos. But Salomer, the case was he surrounded with machzlos b'chol on the weekdays. Retitu ois somba imen shal yuniya idem ruach. He set them up that they're not going to be blown by the wind, because otherwise man's blowing the wind. So everything is wonderful, set to go. Even though there's mats in between, if there is some mode, medium of interaction between them, the law is they may make an error if they wish. So there was, because these matzalos are mobile, and you're able to pass around them, etc., from one to the other.
Would it be necessary to be able to physically move into the other person's area?
Sorry, what?
Would it be necessary to be able to physically walk from your section to your neighbor's section, so long as you can pass things back and forth, is that sufficient?
Passing is enough, even though you can't walk necessarily, but if you'd be able to pass, that's enough to create a potential need for an Erev. So they can make an Erev in that situation. So the Nigel Masalos, Chevy's Sivosi had, the outer Masalos were rolled up. Okay? So now there's no walls anymore. The walls are put back in place. Even though it was b'meiz, the lachas you may carry. The das rebbe poskim the mechitza shenasa ayah yoda b'shabes reshus ayachid. The arminah chazah teler rishon kashenasa b'meiz. Okay. That this case is not so. That's the Shulchan Aruch says it. It does not go back to its original state of Heter, except Rocky Milav Hachi Hoya Isim Mokim Meshusayachin. Batsim really was a valid Meshusayachin without the walls. Shayim Mokim Mechitzes, there was an outer set of walls. Vos Mechitze Beemsa Shayim Yod and Iskalko at the Yerm. So, for example, the case would be you made a Mechitze down the middle, which separates the two sides. So the group A made its own Erev, group B made its own Erev, because there was two, the wall in the middle. Because now the wall in the middle fell down. So that wall fell. Now the Talmud in the Shartan says, and now you have two groups. You can't carry, nobody can carry. So over there, Oz im Chozov saw I feel a bit amazing. If you put it back, on this Issud Rabbanon to carry inside of the outer walls, but there's a problem of Mechitza down the middle, which is now missing, creating an Issud Rabbanon of carrying from one, because there's two groups. That Issud Rabbanon, if you put the wall back, even b'meizid, after b'tiyasi over al Issud Tara, even though the act of putting up the walls in Issud Raisa, can become welcome, because of the Tara Rishon, it goes back to the original Hetzel, you're allowed to carry in the two groups. Given the love,
who gam ken rishus yochid. We never disputed the status of rishus yochid. It definitely was rishus yochid around the whole area. The Urim, its function is just to separate the two groups. That is accomplished, even in Mez. Now, but even in this case, it's only a heter if there was a wall before Shabbos separating the two groups. The wall fell on Shabbos, now the groups are one, you can't carry. Then you put the wall back, that wall is matter. Even though the builders already said the Raisa, let's say, but vis-a-vis the Yisra, you didn't really do too much. Vis-a-vis the Yisra, of the two groups, you didn't really do a significant amount. That's all because it was a wall there to start with. There was never any mechitza at all. And you go now and make the mechitza on Shabbos. It's only, and even though your goal is just to make it two apartments, still oster, it's oster for you to benefit from that division.
So why did the Chachamim... Why were they lenient in this case where one person was over a deraisa, but they let them continue to use the mechitza as if it was their? Was it they didn't want to punish everybody for the actions of one, or was it just that it wasn't that consequential?
In other words, how he put it up and what he put it up, whether that's a deraisa wall or a derbanan wall, it's really not relevant to the status of the heter to carry.
Well, if it fell down, they wouldn't be allowed to carry anymore, right?
True, but the fact they put it up in a way which is an issa deraisa, that's not... If issa deraisa is making a wall, that's the issa deraisa, and making the heter to carry better. So, how can you benefit from allowing to carry if there's an issa deraisa to make a heter to carry?
Mm-hmm.
But there's no such issa.
Yeah, what was the... I'm just trying to understand why there's no issur there, because it seems like there would be a specific kenas that would seem appropriate for there, but why is there not? That's what I'm trying to ask.
I'm not saying he's not over an issur deraisa, yeah. But the status of mechitza is not an issur deraisa, issur derabanan. Not the status of making a wall,
yeah.
But the halachic status of dividing the groups, division is a division. I don't need an issa deraisa to get to that division. There are many ways to do it in a rabbinic way, so which we allow me to get to that division. So the accomplishment is not this major accomplishment. You know, a person goes and closes this opinion is saying, if you start with an empty lot, you put up fences around it on Shabbos, right? So you can't carry inside. Because you accomplish it, the change from an unenclosed area to an enclosed area is a significant change. Forget about the fact that you're reminiscent of the Raisa and making the walls. The change that you've affected is significant. The change of one group, two group, that's really what it is. It's not a significant change. It's that, well, I've made a major change over here. How can you benefit from this major change? I didn't really make it a major change. That's how they're looking at it.
Thanks.
Okay. Let me finish all the mishpuras, right? Okay, Dalit, Sif Dalit. Svina, which is Hatta Bakula. You gotta carry throughout the area of a Svina. I feel he Yosim and Beis Yisayim, even if the area of the Svina itself is greater, it's larger than Beis Yisayim, but it's seen as its own separate entity. It's all one big group, unit, and so you can't allow to carry even more than business time. It becomes clearly set off for the purpose of mechitza, of dira. The chashiva mukaf is the dira.
Why?
For the period of time that you're on the boat, you're going to be, you'll do all of your functions on the boat. So that's much more of a cover.
The boat doesn't have walls.
The boat doesn't have walls, you have a problem.
Even if it just has a low railing, I mean, doesn't it have something like this before, like the side of the boat forms a wall?
The side of the boat can form a wall. But in case of a raft, you wouldn't necessarily have that.
Anyone's Mark Twain?
Yeah.
I was thinking Kentucky, but okay. The man's so sophisticated. Okay.
The Chashiv.
What?
I said that's pretty sophisticated.
Yeah. I don't even know what it means.
Okay. Whatever. We'll explain it to you a different time. The Chashiv and Mukhev is the Dira. So it's considered Mukhev the Dira, so you're allowed to carry inside. So we'll see later on that if you have different compartments in the ship, you know, the Queen Mary has, you have cabins, so then you have a problem of you need Ruvi Chatzeris, because now there are cabins with each person having his own, you know, his own, you know, separate unit ownership. Now, you have to clarify what that means. Now, I mean, nowadays you wouldn't need a Ruvi Chatzeris because the ship, as a unit, maintains significant bialas in each one of the cabins. All the materials which are in there belong to the ship. The beds, the tables, etc. So it's only one big company owns all of the areas.
So you don't need an Eruv?
You don't need a Ruvi Chatzeris in this situation.
Is that different than a hotel?
No, a hotel, you don't need a Ruvi Chatzeris either.
You don't.
The Ravenim is a hotel, and even the Warwick does not need a Ruvi Chatzeris. Because...
It's a rental.
It's a rental. We'll see later on. Well, it's actually the halachas, we'll see later on. There is where if there's a concept called Tfisis Yad, if they maintain a certain amount of control over the area, they have a right to store things there. So they're storing the refrigerator and the stove, etc. They're putting things there, so they have control over it, so that allows for... Tfisis Yad allows for them to be considered one big unit. Okay. But assuming that there was like nothing in there, it was just an empty room, you know, let's say it was the ocean liner of the past, where, you know, okay, here's your room, you know. You know, roll out your sleeping bag, but there's nothing else in there but the room. So then you would have a problem. You would need a Ruvi Chatzeris.
Even if one person owns the whole boat?
Once each person is given, if the person is given control over that area, a hospital is not an issue because at any given time I can move the patients. So I can maintain full control. He doesn't really rent it. There's no real rental. If I would pay that, I have a right to room X or something in yeshiva, you know, somebody has about yeshiva situations, you know. The administration, somebody asked about a college campus, if the administration maintains the right to move a student at any given moment, so you do not need a Ruvi Chatzeris. Because they have full, they never really relinquish their, even on paying them money for the right to be there, but so it's not a real rental.
So even if there's no furniture in the boat, it's the same situation. I mean, if I decide I don't like the cabin, I want to paint it red, I can't do that. If I rent a house, if I rent an apartment, I can say I like.
That's
I like
true, red, but if they wall. Can't come in and arbitrarily say, you know what, we're moving you somewhere else.
They can do that.
They can't do that. Depending on what the arrangement is.
There are laws about that.
They can or cannot.
With an apartment, there are laws.
Oh, you're talking about an apartment. I'm talking about like a cabin in a boat. If they want to move you, they can't move you?
I don't know. It depends on what the ranges are.
I think so. Hotel also.
I imagine a hotel, they can't just arbitrarily move you. Once you ask for a room, you got a room. You know, we want to move you. I mean, unless they give you some very good reason. No, we like to move you because we like to move you. It's like, yeah. I paid for this room. Yeah. Leave me alone. Yeah. I'll sue you. You know, you're interrupting my rest. Okay, so... So that we'll see later on more about that. That's we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
Because
I don't see it as buyless. I don't see it as a hotel room as buyless like an apartment. And
okay. Okay. Now kfor lo du tata. So we didn't finish the sif yet, right?
No.
No, okay. Kfor, now we took the boat. The boat's now on dry land. And you say, well, you know, I have a great idea. Then we're to live right now. Let's turn the boat upside down, and I'll live inside the boat. Okay? So that area is 10 tefachim high, and it's 4x4. 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. It's Rosh Hashiach, and it has mechitzas around it. So then the loch is Rishus Yochid Afaleh, it becomes Rishus Yochid on top of the roof, slash bottom of the boat, which is now the roof. Kvar Lezofso, if you turned it over just because you wanted now to re-pitch the boat, cover it with pitch to waterproof it. So, you have walls, but the walls were not made for the purpose of living there. So that's a case of Mechitza, which is Nasim Eleo. Say, Metalton Bo El Barba Amis, Im Ha'ir Simir Sasayim. If you have a very large boat, which is more than the base of Sasayim, so you can't carry it within those walls, because those walls were not made to act as walls of a dwelling place. Suppose if you decide you're going to live here, and you've turned it over for that purpose, and you probably need some help in the situation, even though it's more than base of Sasayim, you're allowed to carry inside, because you made these walls here for the purpose of living in. Fine. That was the case over there, if it has different rooms. Afaleh, Darmina Gud Asik Mechitza, we said that the Mechitza of the walls goes up, so the walls are now supposed to be down. If here is a valid halacha of mechitzas, that goes up, and now the roof, what's on top, is also Rishus HaYachid. I feel like he just embraced Hesayim. Gam came into the Tatzel Shom. He came into the Mata. So now, one second. Under the walls is Hukav Ladira. On top of the roof, it's not Hukav Ladira. Nobody's living there. So I understand that, you take the boat, turn the whole thing upside down. Gigantic boat, more than base of Sayim, you're going to be living here. This is going to be the residence, old Mother Hubbard, right? I lived in a show, right?
I think you got it right.
Okay, so the guy's living in a boat, right? So it's more than base of Sayim, but it's made, I turned it over for the purpose of living there. So that's no problem. That's I can carry. So I'm allowed to carry on top of the boat also, but top of the boat wasn't made hook of the Dira. The bottom of the boat right now, which is now on top. And it's more the base of Zion. We say, no, as much as it's considered a place to carry on top, because the walls beneath extend up, and the walls beneath were made for Dira purposes, therefore the roof is also called for Dira purposes.
Why would you have thought not? I mean, the roof of a flat roof of a house like they had then was considered hook up for Dira. No?
Well, that might be, and it was hook up for Dira on its own merit. Because you used it.
But here, your intent may have been, you're turning this boat into a house for the time being.
Right, but let's say you're not planning to use the roof. No. But say it's still called Hukav Ladira. Because the bottom is Hukav Ladira, therefore the top is called Hukav Ladira.
I don't even know why you need all that. Don't we say that Rishus HaYachid is Ayla Adar Rekia?
That's true.
So what do we need all this stuff?
Yeah, but Rishus HaYachid, which is more than Mesa Zion, which is not Hukav Ladira.
Durabana.
So Mishmi Yasa Durabana to carry there.
Okay, Midrabanan.
Yeah.
But Midaraisa, it would be a regular Shusha.
Fine, but every case is a hook of Ladira. If you derise, it's a Shusha Yachid.
Yeah.
It has walls, it has everything you need. The problem is, it's too big.
Yeah.
And it wasn't hook of Ladira, you can't carry. So it's be the same thing over here.
Why did Chachamim put that Gezera on this, about the size? It was trying to prevent something? That you shouldn't think it's a Rishus HaRabim and that you can carry it. Well, must be a reason why they did all this.
People perceive it like a Carmelis. Once it's not hooked up to the Dira, and it's very large, so people...
So people think it's a Carmelis, and then you're allowed to carry in a Carmelis. Is that what it is?
Correct.
Okay. It's
like a Xerah. Yeah, the answer's going to be the standard answer.
It's all in
Xerah. Good. When you turn it over for that purpose, so they're not... Well, inside the boat was called Hukav Ladira, right? Remember, living in the boat was okay.
Right.
Living under the boat is okay. Turning the boat upside down to put waterproof it is no good. Well, you're not planning to live under it. You can't live in it while it's upside down. So the act of turning it over was mevat to the mechitzas, which were there beforehand. The mechitzas Ladira, which was there beforehand. You're not making a mechitzas Ladira now, so you're left with zero. So if you can't carry down below, obviously you cannot carry up on top. Okay. You can make your walls with anything you want. Bekelim, with different types of vessels, Bukapois, with saddles. So Mr. Burr points out, even though you will clearly be taking these things away after Shabbos, I mean, you're going to resaddle your animal and repack up the... But as long as it's... You know, as long as you got everything you need, it's high enough and it's wide enough, etc., it's good enough. Ben shel Erev Levad, or you can make a wall, which is just Erev and Shesi. Remember, Erev and Shesi is the foundation. For when you're talking about fences, the foundation can be the vertical poles. And Erev is then the poles which you mix it between, which are called the horizontal pole, lines.
Thank you. I was looking for a way to remember which is which.
Well, Shesi is Lashon of foundation.
Like
Evan, and Erev is Lashon of taruvis, mixing in. You weave it in. That's not what I remember. That's what it means. That's where they came from. That's how you remember them. The same thing on the loom, the threads that you put on the loom originally are called Shesi, and then your ma'ar of the other ones in, so they're called Erev. The English ones, the weft and the woof, I can't remember for the life of me which one's which. Warp and
weft.
Warp and weft. Thank you. But I can't remember. I have no idea which one it is. But the air of the chassis makes a lot of sense to me.
The chassis is horizontal.
Chassis always means the foundation ones. So we're talking about on the chassis is when you make a fence like Evan Chassia. So you put your vertical poles and then you weave it in. So over there the chassis would be vertical. Mm-hmm. On your loom. The chassis is the foundation.
Right, it's the first strings.
The first strings are there, and then the air, the ones you go in and out. So it's right. The same idea. Okay. Just, it's like so logical.
Yeah, that's
right. So you can have air of Levad. Now, what do you mean air of Levad? Obviously, you can't just, you know, unless you have no shameless mephorish, you know, just like suspend them in air. I mean, there were chassis poles, but they weren't enough to have a lachic significance of being chassis poles. So the main your real Erev is being made by, excuse me, your real mechitza is being made by Erev ropes going around. Kegayin shel chavalim, you had your ropes and they're each one is lovet to the other one. So the first one is within three tefachim to the ground. The next one is within three tefachim from that. Oishal shesi levad kegayin konim nuotim b'or. So you just put poles very close to each other within lovet each other, vertical poles. That's shesi levad. So all these things are valid mechitzas. Mutarim ad sasayim. So this is a heter up to the size of sasayim. Filo yachid, even if it's over to one person. The yishuv, he's not traveling anywhere. It's not a special heter because you're traveling. You're here in the city. The chazal up to the sasayim, we can consider this a valid mechitza. Obviously you need lavud. So you have lavud from one string to the next, or you have lavud from one pole to the next. So you have your walls. You can use animals to make your mechitza. Because I require that the animals should be bound. This way you don't want the animals sort of like wandering off in the middle of Shabbos and you don't have mechitza anymore. Furthermore, I feel about noshim shayim the mezeitz. So, you have people standing next to each other. If they're going to stand in close proximity to each other, and they're going to create a real ring around something, that is a mechitza.
In Shas Yitzchak, you can have a human for a sukkah. Can't you have a human manos for a sukkah?
I think you're correct. That's correct. As long as standing next to within three tefachim of each other. Furthermore, this human unit is now walking together. As long as they're walking right, shoulder to shoulder, this phalanx of soldiers, walking with their.
That's pretty cool.
But. And here's the big but. Chazal only permitted this if they don't know, because it's considered a very bezilzul of Shabbos otherwise. Chazal only permitted it if they don't realize why they're there. So the picture in my Mishnayos that we have over there was you have a picture of this Chassidish Rebbe, with all of his Chassidim, crowding around him, And they don't know why they're there. They're there because the Rebbe is there. You know, meanwhile the Rebbe is, you know, is carrying something because there's a machitza around him. You know,
wow.
Right?
It's good to be the king.
Even if one of them knows, it's aser. Now, if it's a good chance they would figure it out. For example, we did this once before. It says, last Shabbos we did the same thing. Why are we doing this? Right? Lo yasam yam mechitza. You can't do it again with the same group because they're going to figure it out.
What kind of a Rebbe is that his chassidim were so ignorant that they wouldn't figure it out?
You know, that's a good question. I can't solve.